Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think that we got a great team here. I mean, just the past two practices has just been amazing. See the offense, the defense, playing with Steph and Bees and Josh. I mean, Josh made a throw today that I haven't seen, like, a post ball to Cole Beasley. It was crazy, like, mouth dropping. I've been in the league 12 years, so, you know, I'm excited, you know, about what, you know, they've created out here. And, you know, I think that we got an opportunity, obviously.
You've been with some good teams, a good quarterbacks, good fellow receivers, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the fact that this impresses you, what does that say about what the Bills
I mean, it's everything that I thought it was going to be, you know. Obviously, I came here for a reason. I did my research and just talking with Cole and Stephon and, you know, the offensive coordinator in terms of, you know, the plays that's being called and just the energy just around the building. And so it's everything that I thought it would be. And so I'm having fun the first 2 days. It's been great.
You say it's everything you thought it would be, but you just said Josh made a throw that you just don't see. Is he even different than you thought he was or the guys told you he was now that you've been out on the field? I mean, you know, practicing a little bit with him.
Yeah. Yes and no, right? You got to expect, you got a young quarterback, you know, that everybody's talking about, right? You got an offensive system that's pass happy, right? Receivers that's catching a lot of balls and making a lot of plays. So, you know, obviously you show with that expectations, you know what it's about. But, I mean, that throw in terms of just the zip on his ball and the accuracy and the catch by Cole, it was just a beautiful play.
In your experience, how long does it take to build a chemistry with a quarterback?
I mean, for me, I'm old school. I'm backyard football. Like, let's strap up. Hey, you. Hey, kid, get in here, right? Like, let's play football. That's just how I think, right? And so that's kind of how Josh plays, too. He says, hey, look, I'm just get open, and I'll find you. I'll find you the ball. I think sometimes, you know, when people were just talking about just football in general, they overthink it, right? At the end of the day, football was a game, and it is a game that's created. You got to have fun, and you got to go out and make plays. You can't be a robot. And so, you know, that's my approach, and that's Josh's approach, and that's kind of, you know, everybody's approach around here. Let's just go out, get to your spot, get open, and make plays.
Davis led the league in catches and receptions last year. Obviously, you're aware of that. Just seeing him up close now through spring, and just what do you think?
He a dog. I love everything about him. He's a dog. Definitely a high energy guy. He gets the guys going. And I'm kind of the same way. It's crazy. I feel like we built from the same cloth. So it's going to be a fun year, I tell you that.
You've been on teams that have had you know, newer guys, younger guys, and guys that are veterans like this. In this offense with everyone returning, can you tell the difference that you just, everybody's ready to go right away?
Yeah, everybody's ready to go, and everybody kind of knows the expectation as well. All right. You know, they played in the AFC Championship last year, and you know, want to make it to the Super Bowl. But not only make it to the Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl. I mean, and that's every team's goal is to try to win a Super Bowl every year. But it's some organizations that's kind of rebuilding, just trying to figure it out. But this isn't one of those organizations. So, you know, we know exactly what we're aiming to get, and we're working to try to attain that.
Daniel, going off of that, you know, guys have talked about your veteran presence and the fact that you have been to Super Bowls. Just in that regard, what do you hope to bring to this team?
I don't wake up and say, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to be me. And just in terms of just being me, I feel like, you know, when I first came in the league, you know, I played with Hines Ward and Mike Wallace and Ben Roethlisberger, Troy Polamalu, all these guys. And then I had the pleasure of going to Denver playing with DeMarcus Ware and Peyton Manning. And, you know, then I went to New Orleans and San Fran. I've been around some Hall of Fame guys. And one thing about me is I always say that, you know, if you ever want to be great at something, you you look at the people that are great at it. And so, you know, I've studied the way that Peyton Manning has become a pro, and DeMarcus Ware and Ben Roethlisberger, all these guys, Antonio Brown. So, you know, I feel like, you know, that's me. I show up and I just try to do the right thing and try to be an example. And if I see something that's wrong, you know, obviously I'm gonna, you know, say something about it. But I just want to be an example and show the young guys, if they got questions they want to ask. The young guys walk up to me and ask me some questions. And for me, I'm just talking. But, you know, they receive information of how to be a pro too, and how to think and what to look for. And so, you know, I just want to be that veteran presence.
You guys are under a great deal of pressure, and just being in the NFL, making it to this point, and the expectations for this team are so high. A few minutes ago, you talked about how important it was to have fun. How do you make sure that you guys are actually having fun as the days start to wear on? And I mean, it's a grind, right? So, like, how do you make sure that you have fun?
This is in you, right? Like, I don't have to think about it before, because I'm doing what I love to do. Like, this is what I love to do, dude. Like, I'm passionate about this. So it's fun in general. It's fun to get up and work out and chase a goal. It's fun to me. It's fun to go out and go against, 2-7 and see Josh throw the ball and see Steph go crazy over a play. This is what we love to do. And I think that, when you want to talk about just organizations, just a football team in general, that's what I mean by fun. You got a group of guys that's passionate about what they do. And you would think that everybody's passionate about it, but some people's just good at it. Passion and good is two different things. And so I think that in this building, we got a lot of guys that's passionate about what they're doing, and they want to be successful, and they're having fun and doing what they love to do.
Josh was two more guys.
Josh was telling us about you getting up in front of the team and, you know, talking a little bit about your experience. What were some of the things that you said, and what did you learn about this group, that first big moment with them, from the guys?
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, believe it or not, I'm not a big talker. I talk, but I don't really, like, I'd be chilling. So, you know, I told myself I'm going to get in front of the team just to speak and just to talk. And so I just told them about myself. You know, sometimes you'll go a whole year and you don't even know anything about a guy. So, you know, I made myself vulnerable. I told them about my family. I told them about my kids, my wife. I told them about, you know, where I'm from, you know, how I was raised. And then I just talked about my career, and I told them pretty much why I came here, why I chose Buffalo. Just to let the guys know me and what I'm about, and, you know, what I'm willing to do and what I'm willing to put online, because, you know, it's hard to, you know, play with a guy you really don't know. And so all the teams that I've been on that have made it to the Super Bowl, we've had those off-the-field type conversations in which you get to know guys, in which you grow.
I know it's been a while since you've been there, but opening game is against the Steelers, team that drafted you, brought you in this league. Ben is still there. Coach Tomlin's still there. You still have a lot of relationships there. And what do you think about them still playing at that level?
Yeah, I don't really have any relationships there, but it's all love. Like, Mike Tomlin was like a father figure to me there. I never forget the words he told me once I parted. Just every time he turned on the film, he just wanted to see me, you know, dancing and having fun and being the player that I am. So I never forget that. That was like, I feel like 10 years ago. But, yeah, so we're playing against them, but at the end of the day, I'm going to take a quote from Mike Tomlin. There's nameless gray faces that's in our way to attain our goal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.